D-Y in a trunk, cocaine, I'm high and I'm drunk. My gang, we sits on the blood, that now we die in the sun. We confrontation, call the connection, ballin'. We catchin' bodies, we catchin' bodies. Fuck a frown, I'ma have to fuck y'all. I ain't never really trust y'all. Back out of motherfuckin' prey. We full of motherfuckin' prey. I said I'm stuck, man.
They say I must be retarded. They said I can't live a minute. Shit, I've been living for hours. I've been a menace, a cop, killer, villain. Never diminish the power inside with towers and castles, battles and showers of acid tablets devour you plastic rappers. The power to mass master, King Kong, gorilla, the gold spitter, dealing the killer of coke to all the dope dealers. Like, tell him, 10 keys in a truck. Tell him, 10 felonies, run them up. Tell him I don't give a fuck about a runner up. That's why we bout to run up like he just started Thunderstruck. We been a problem. Brought the whole lab talking that they did a problem. Bought a whole gang and we run on anybody. Bring our own bag, we were born in
Bottom of the trial, first to get a stand down.
Half of my brothers on a lockdown. And a quarter about to open up some shop now. Other quarter better gotta hold a spot down. We're the leader that'll shoot the whole block down. About a week ago, Charlie got that access code. Or your email and a brand new Apple phone. We ain't been out of business, we ain't been out of sight.
But we still like a motherfuckers and making the cut.
I'm a phantom in a phantom. Ghost rider, kill him with a ballast. Kilo with a coca boy named a Holly Ballas. Run up on the gang, 44 to keep him challenged. And a shout out to the hair on guard, keeping on kills. I've been heated young, killer since the seed was sprung. We gon' need to see the coffin when all this shit is done. I'm a dogmatic, still medic, real static.
God of the ill habits, Lord of them.
Tell him, 10 keys in a truck. Tell him, 10 felonies, run them up. Tell him I don't give a fuck about a runner up. That's why we bout to run on up like DJs all been Thunderstruck. We been a problem. Brought the whole lab talking that they did a problem. Bought a whole gang and we run on anybody. Bring our own bag, we were born in
Bottom of the trial, the first to get a stand down.
Thank you.
Asking why we taking it back, cause the hood now with carpets like a plane for my rock. I paint a picture, but I paint with my raps. That's why this AK-47 gonna make me my stunt. So you know how to fuck it up. $100 bills, $100 bills.
All right, all right, all right. So this is Tom Jasinowski here with Ross Kamen, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And welcome on this lovely Saturday night to another episode of Chief Keef's Barrier Reefs. And as you'll notice, we don't have our full lineup stock today. It's just myself. You can call me Tortellini Tom.
This is Childish Rambino on the DJ board tonight.
Rambino bringing you some of the freshest tracks on the board over there. And so we hope to keep it popping here. You just heard, Ross, you want to tell them what they just heard?
Yeah, sure. So you just heard a relatively new, but I think he's been rapping for about a few years now. His name is Sparkmaster Tape. You'll notice that his entire set of lyrics is all in that drop key. He likes that slow, syrupy vocals. He likes to remain anonymous, which is the reason why he does that deep voice the whole time. So no one actually knows who he is, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, they said the same thing about me. I like to remain anonymous. I've been ghostwriting for like a few kind of local rappers. Yeah, you might have heard of some of them. I've been like kind of ghostwriting for this guy from Toronto, Drake.
Just dropped a new album recently. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah, or Beyonce. No. Okay, and so we're going to keep it popping here with a little Mac Miller. This is The Star Room from Mac Miller.
Find the perfect stale, making sure my mom and dad is still somewhat in love. All these backfires of my experiments with drugs, and I experience a touch of my epiphany in color form. Difference between love and war for me, I'm above the norm. Give me anybody though, I'll gladly chew his face off. Them bad sauce, rhyming like it's summertime on asphalt. Hot, haven't picked a major label, think I'm blackballed. I still don't got the heart to pick my phone up when my dad calls. Will he recognize his son when he hears my voice? I put this news against my life, I think I've hit a choice. And I don't know what I'm running from, but I'm running still. I conversate with acquaintances, but it's nothing real. I'm from a city that you hear and think a bunch of steal. So 100 mils wouldn't make me sign a fucking deal. Money kills, that's the truth, it's called the root of evil. But I want that Rolls Royce that the homie Lennon drove. So if you don't talk about some money, I'ma send you home. Unconventional, special, but unprofessional. Adolescent expression that's letting me meet these centerfolds. As troubles fill my mind capacity, I let them go. If I was Johnny Depp and Blow, I would let it snow. That's just me all wildin' out and being extra though. Yeah.
God was a human, it'd be yours truly. Watching horror movies with some foreign groupies, thinking this decor suits me. I do drugs, get more loopy. I'm in tune to ancient jujitsu. Spirituals is blissful. Looking out as far as eyes can see. I'm glad that me in this elevation could finally meet. I think I'm JFK's final speech. They try assassinating all of my beliefs. So whisper to me for the peace of mind. And he be high some weed to grind on top of Jesus' shrine. 20,000 on my watch, cause I needed time. If y'all would leave me the fuck alone, that'd be divine. Yeah, can't decide if you like all the fame. 3 years ago to now, it's just not the same. I'm looking out my window, ashing on the pain.
Shit, wonder if I lost my way.
Yeah, don't you ever wanna hide away? Beside in traffic, in the eyes of rain. Won't give a fuck about tomorrow if I die today. I greet the devil with a smiling face. Shit, that God fell on me and resided in space. As times are wasting, I'm free basing with Freemasons. My girl switching the locks, the keys keep changing. Dreaming of places, my own personal creations. If there's a party in heaven, I plan to leave wasted. Retracing my steps way back to biblical times. We all gonna end up meeting at the finishing line.
Mr. Loverman, Jabba. Mr. Loverman, Jabba. every minute, man. Every hour, every minute, man. Every hour, every minute, man. Every second, them call me Miss Lover, man. Them call me Miss Lover. Miss Lover, man. Them call me Miss Lover. Them call me Miss Lover, man. Them call me Miss Lover. As if I'm loving you, man.
That was just Shabba Ranks, the actual Shabba Ranks, not the song that is made of fame more recently.
Yeah, that was Shabba Ranks with Mr. Loverman, one of his more, I would say, stomachable songs. He, Jamaican dancehall artist of renown recently due to his inclusion in other songs. And so that kind of leads us into, we want to talk a little about music sampling and kind of where it came from, how it came to be, and where it is now. So Ross has a few, or Rambino has a few interesting tidbits to offer here while I do some technical work.
Yeah, I'm Rambino for the next hour. Thank you, Tom. Yeah, so there's a big discussion going on. I think, well, I guess it's been going on for a couple, over a decade now, but just of what does it mean to sample in music? Like, is that cherry picking, or is that creativity? You know, I think there's been kind of an argument between the artists who are making songs out of samples and the artists who are being sampled. I feel like a lot of artists who are being sampled feel like that their music is being used against their will to make music that really isn't that creative. But then you ask an artist who does sample, and they say that they're taking stuff that, you know, it took work to create it, but they're doing something that is completely new and takes just as much creativity and vision as it did to make the original. So it's like it's an argument that's being had currently still. Like, people haven't decided really what it means.
That's right. It's an interesting also legal aspect behind it too. You all probably have heard, I think 1 or 2 years ago, Robin Thicke got in a lot of trouble over the song Blurred Lines, which didn't necessarily sample, but almost mimicked.
Sounded a lot like it.
Mimicked a song by Marvin Gaye, and may he rest in peace. The family of Marvin kind of attacked and sued Robin Thicke and Pharrell, and won. And they won millions of dollars. And it's really interesting to hear Robin Thicke's deposition, and he claims he was under the influence when they were writing the song. And then at one point he tries to blame it all on Pharrell. It's like really interesting because, like, that's probably the first time that somebody has won almost an intellectual property case against Marvin Gaye, and it kind of brought to light a deeper discussion of sampling and where, like, how much is too much, you know? Because one of the, like, cruxes of the Gaye family's argument was talking about how Robin Thicke stole the vibe of the song.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking a lot about, like, where do we draw the line, and, like, what takes it too far? And so, yeah.
Yeah, I could add to that a little bit. I was reading, I used to be a Rolling Stone boy back when I actually had time to read the magazine. And when the song came out, what Marvin Gaye said about the song, Blurred Lines, was that he was dancing to Got to Get It Up with his wife, and they were having a really, really great time. And he's like, you know what, I want to create a song that, like, again, matches this vibe. Like, that was actually his words. He wanted to create a song that created, like, that fun, bouncy dance. Yeah, this is Robin Thicke. That like the fun dance aura that he heard in Got to Get It Up. And so he wanted to emulate that, not in a copy sense, I don't know about his comments during the court case. I feel like he was feeling a little defensive, but I don't think he wanted to necessarily copy those vibes. I think he wanted to kind of like take them and make his own from them, like continue the good feeling.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see, just because of the way music works and the limited number of chords that sound good together in chord progressions. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been thinking about this a lot as a former musician. Like, when are we going to hit the point where we run out of music? Like, we run out of things to do. Like, because, like, if you really think about it, like, a lot of what is being played, a lot of the chord progressions are derivative of old classical pieces and stuff. Like if you listen to, like, Stairway to Heaven, the opening riff, you know, the famous opening riff is, like, very derivative of Fur Elise. And, like, there's a, like, strong case that could be made there.
It's funny you mentioned Stairway to Heaven, actually. There's a band they were touring with around the time that they created the song, and that, I don't remember what they're called, but there's one song that opening band made that sounds oddly similar to Stairway to Heaven, and they tried to sue Led Zeppelin, like, was it 40 years later?
Yeah.
They lost the suit, but, I mean, I listened to it myself, and it sounded pretty similar.
Yeah, it's, like, very, very close. And I think this, like, I don't know, when I think about sampling, the first thing that comes to my mind, the first person, or kind of, like, not necessarily person, but the first idea that comes to mind is, like, early 2000s Kanye West, because I think he put out, like, two or three albums that were 90% 90% sampled.
They're still 90% sampled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they still are. And, like, he did the same thing for Jay-Z when he was Jay-Z's producer. And I think it's interesting how he has yet to, no one has yet to sue him, you know, over literally removing clips and sound bites and, like, honestly, sometimes full songs. And then
designer.
Yeah.
Changing. Although that was probably totally willing, but anyway.
Yeah, and then changing it and making it his own, taking credit, becoming world famous. Like, I have a lot of respect for the artist and the producer, Kanye West, but I think it's really interesting how someone like Robin Thicke has gone under attack for his one glaring mistake.
That didn't even use a sample. It didn't even use that song.
Yeah,
it exactly. Just, like, kind of tried to recreate the song in a way.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kanye can go out and literally use clips of different songs, put them together, and that's okay. But Robin Thicke trying to literally make his own song, but in the likeness of a different song, and that one's not
okay. Almost an homage. Like, almost an homage to Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, I felt like it was out of respect, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, back to Blurred Lines now, but, I mean, yeah.
I mean, like, is Blurred Lines really respecting anyone?
Oh, my Lord.
But no. It was obviously a very successful song, and I just think every time I think about sampling and this stuff, it kind of brings to mind Kanye West. And interestingly enough, the next song we're going to play for you is, we gave you Shabba Ranks before.
The actual
Shabba Ranks at the real Shabba Ranks. And the next song we're going to play is the ASAP Ferg song, Shabba, also featuring ASAP Rocky. Mm-hmm. And then this not samples any of Shabba's music, but it quotes a lot of his lyrics from his song, Ring-a-ling or Tingling. I don't really remember which song it quotes, but it has a lot of Shabba Ranks references to his culture, his kind of style, and sometimes his lyrics. So we're going to bring that to you right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, turn me up, my voice. Yeah, turn me up a little bit more. Short nigga, but my dick tall. What I told your bitch, dog. Only thug nigga, damn, if the pitch fall. Dirty van bitches wanna suck my dick off. Pop a zanny for a penny, get the hip flop. Run up in the shit raw. I got a girl, I ain't never got no fucking condoms. If she caught me, then that bitch, I'd be pissed off. Real nigga shit. Berkey be mobbing all day. Probably with Marty RJ. Then my niggas from back in the day. Tarzan ain't showing his face. He probably the one with the cake. Front the Nila in his brain. Two shots to a bomb a clad man. Shabba Ranks, let it go in your brain. Front then he coming your way. Let the semi dump dump, then he coming your way. Dump when the bob man come. My youth don't run with me. Coop full of bad hoes. They all wanna come with me. You got a coop with a sad hoe. Cause she wanna come with me. Shabba, Shabba Ranks, Shabba Ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm Shabba Ranks. Four gold chains like I'm Shabba Ranks. One gold tooth like I'm Shabba Ranks. Shabba Ranks, Shabba Ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm Shabba Ranks. Two bad bitches like I'm Shabba Ranks.
Skinny nigga, but my dick long. Stink puss me, my dick soft. Probably bumping R. Kelly, sipping Cristal. So you know the whole world getting pissed off. I don't really give a fuck if you pissed off. I just bought a Mega Lemon from the thrift store. Traded for my gold chain and my pistol. Shoot a rocket, make a motherfucker lift off. Block will be mobbing all day. With niggas that chopping, they gay. They chopping them choppers to handle my problems. Cause niggas be plotting these days. But that Rari kinda fast though. She told me pump my brakes. You stuck with a fat hoe. And she wanna stuff her face. To all of my Dominican girls, them. All of my Caribbean girls, them. All my West Indian girls, them. I done fucked a million girls, them. With a little ting-a-ling-a-ling. School bella ring. Hit her with my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Maybe run a train. Tell her that my niggas wanna bang. In a little brain. And she wanna hang with the gang. With a nigga name.
Shabba. Shabba ranks. Shabba ranks. Eight gold rings. Like I'm Shabba ranks. Chains like I'm shot, shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm shot, shabba ranks. Shot, shabba ranks. Shot, shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm shot, shabba ranks. Two bad bitches like I'm shot, shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm shot, shabba ranks.
I was broke last week, but today be a new day. Motherfuckers like cavities. Cause the nigga be too fake. Walk in this bitch with the new Wayne. Looking like Luke Kane. With a blonde bitch, that one is Luke Kane. Did she get the Batman like Bruce Wayne? Master Bruce!
I leave my bed with the E. Tell my whole body the key. I don't give a fuck what you see. My whole team like a parade. 12, we got bags of the E's. It leave me smoking all day. Me and Rock run trains on a hoe. He be like, bitch, don't touch my braids. Tabby's MVE. Putting producers in graves. Yim's got a bottle of Henny. Going straight to the face. Tanash got a bad hoe. But she tryna come my way. But he got my last hoe. So shit, man, it's okay.
Shut, shabba ranks. Shut, shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm shut, shabba ranks. Four gold chains like I'm shut, shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm shut, shabba ranks. Shut, shabba ranks. Shut, shabba ranks. Eight gold rings like I'm shut, shabba ranks. Two bad bitches like I'm shut, shabba ranks. One gold tooth like I'm shut, shabba ranks.
Shabba ranks.
Shabba ranks,
shabba ranks,
shabba ranks,
shabba
ranks, shabba ranks,
shabba ranks,
shabba ranks,
shabba ranks,
shabba ranks,
shabba ranks,
shabba
ranks,
shabba ranks,
shabba ranks,
shabba
ranks.
Yeah, so that was ASAP Ferg with Shabba, and we talked earlier a little bit about sampling, but we also kind of wanted to have a brief discussion about referencing and kind of the interweaving of artists within hip-hop culture. So we saw there, obviously, ASAP Ferg and ASAP Rocky talk a lot about Shabba Ranks and a respect for his style.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's very interesting how we see, especially within the hip-hop circle, we see a lot of artists talk and reference and name-drop a lot of other artists in their song.
Yeah, and Shabba's not necessarily a rapper, but definitely a lot of love for someone who does a similar hustle and has a similar like lifestyle, I think. And it's funny because like, so Shabba, so like Marvin Gaye heard Blurred Lines, or not Marvin Gaye himself, but the Marvin Gaye estate heard Blurred Lines and wasn't necessarily happy about it. Shabba Ranks heard that song and was very happy about it. They made another version of it with Shabba inside of it, so.
Yeah, and I think kind of when we talk about that, referencing, name dropping in hip hop culture, the first person that, the first people that come to mind are Biggie and Tupac, because like this is a criticism here, but like Joey Badass, who I personally am not a big fan of, I tried to listen to one of his albums or a mixtape or something, and I swear every song had at least five Biggie and Tupac references in it.
Oh my lord.
It was just like, it was killing me. It was killing me. And like, it's fine. They're obviously great and very important, but like, I think it was taking it too far. I think sometimes people, like,
it's a crutch.
Yeah, it's a crutch. I think sometimes people have to, like, not have to, but should kind of profess their own brand or kind of stray away. If everyone's saying, oh, you know, I'm trying to rock the mic like these two or one of these people, like, We get it. Like, you're like, you know, I don't know.
Okay, you love Biggie, you love Tupac, but, you know, you have to make up your own style sometimes.
Yeah, you have to make up your own style sometimes. So, we're going to, after we played a song that was, you know, utilized references, now we're going to give you a heavily sampled song here to kind of show you what that sounds like and just like give a taste of that. So what are we going to hit them with, Rambina?
So this song is called All Falls Down by Kanye. Not exactly a deep cut here, but what I thought was interesting about the song was that the sample they take isn't a sample taken from the particular song, but so Kanye wanted to sample a song. I forget the actual song title, but you'll hear the background of the track is very prominent. So he wanted to sample that song from the original artist, but the artist actually said no. And so what he did was he went out and found someone else to sing the song in the background. It won a Grammy. Apparently it's okay if someone else sings the background track instead of actually taking the original one. So anyway, you audience members, all seven of you, can decide what you think about this.
Self-conscious, she has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money, but she won't drop out. Her parents will look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, fuck it, I'll just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new ears. Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious, with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. Yeah, hair so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses that drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing past that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. See, we live in the American dream. The people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest things. For the road to riches and diamond rings. Shy because they hate us. Floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we a stoop. Even if you in a Benz, you still a nigga. In a coupe. Come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, I say fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Cause they made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack kid by crack. And the white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that, cause fuck it. I went to Jacob with 25 now. Before I had a house and I do it again. Cause I wanna be on 106 and bar, wishing a band. I wanna act all horrific like it's all terrific. I got a couple past due bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all self-conscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on. And when it all falls down, Southside, Southside, we gon' set this party off right. Westside, Westside, we gon' set this party off right. Chi-town, Chi-town, we gon' show them how we get down. Now Selena, you just like a safe belt, you saved my life.
Can't keep working like this. This grave shift is like a slave ship.
One bad morning when this life is over.
Now look who creeping, look who crawling, still bowling in the mix. It's that 6'6 long dick, slim nigga sticking your chick. Pulling tricks, looking slick at all times when I'm flipping. Bar sipping, car dipping, Grant Wood grain gripping. Still tipping on still tipping on four rappers, four hoes, and no hackings, and no packings. Blowing on that endo, GameCube, Nintendo, 5% tint, so you can't see up in my window. These niggas don't understand me, cause I'm boss hog on candy. Top down at Maxis with a big Glock 9 handy. Pieced up, creased up, stand dressed to impress. Big boss belt buckle under my Michelin S. Oh, Gucci shades up on my braids when I escalade. When I'm riding spree wheel, sliding like an escapade. I got it made, the big boss of the north. Ain't shit changed, I still represent what's your house, huh?
Tipping on Bobos, rapping Bobos. Tipping on Bobos, rapping Bobos. Tipping on Bobos, rapping Bobos. Tipping Bobos, and I'm packing Bobos.
Bobos, I'm tipping. Wood grain, I'm gripping. Catch me lane switching with the paint dripping. Turn your neck and your day ain't missing. Me and Slim, we ain't tripping. I'm figure flipping and sir sipping. Like do or die, I'm pole pimping. Car stop, rims keep spinning. I'm flipping, drop with invisible tops. Hoes bob with my drop, step out. I'm shaking the block with 418s. Candy green with 11 screens. My gasoline always supreme. Got Dodo the brand with a pan of lean. It tastes grinding to be a king. It tastes grinding to be a king. First round drop piece coming. Who is Mike Jones coming? Slab shining with the grilling. Woman, slap shining with the grilling. I'm Mike Jones. Ooh. Mike Jones, the one and only. You can't clone me. Got a lot of haters and a lot of homies. Some friends and some phony. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me. Back then, hoes didn't want me. Now I'm hot, hoes all on me.
Tipping on Bobos, rapping Bobos. Tipping on Bobos, rapping Bobos.
What it do is power wild, I'm the people's champ. My chain light up like a lamp, cause now I'm back with the camp. I'm crawling similar to an ant, cause I'm low to the earth. People's feelings get hurt when they figure out what I'm worth. I got 84s poking out at the club, I'm showing out. I'm a player, ain't no doubt. Hoes wanna know what I'm about. Biggest diamonds off in my mouth, princess cuts all in my chain. Wood grain all in my range, dripping stains when I switch lanes. Switch the name, it's still the same. Switch the house or switch a blast. Mike Jones, he running the game and magnificent. By this cash, Michael Watts, he made me hot. Hard work took me to the top. G-Dash took me to the lot. He wrote a check and bought a drop. I got the internet going nuts, but T-Ferris got my back, so now I'm holding my nuts. It's Power Wow, baby. What you know about me? I'm on that 5'9 South Lee, baby. Holla at me.
Tipping on Bobos, rapping Bobos. Tipping on Bobos, rapping Bobos.
Yeah, so you just heard after the Kanye West, that was Mike Jones with Still Tippin', and we kind of thought to bring you that one on out of just respect, because we talked about rappers that kind of fluff their own brand, and how we like, you know, how sometimes you have to kind of build your own brand. Well, Mike Jones, in the early 2000s, that he is the like one of the first to just, you know, we know Jason Derulo and rappers like that say their name at the beginning of every song. Mike Jones started that entire trend. Mm-hmm. He was the first person to do that. He would start every song before he became somewhat famous, just saying like Mike Jones, Mike Jones, like 50 yeah. times. And in that song, you probably heard like 4 or 5 times he says, like, him or any of the featured artists say Mike Jones. So that kind of, that's why we brought you that track. And so, Ross, you want to introduce what's coming up next?
Yeah, sure. So this is going to be our final track of the, it's not really a track, I guess, but it's our final piece of the sampling discussion. So this is actually a TED Talk put on by Mark Ronson. Anyone can Google it and find it themselves. It's actually a really nice talk. What he's doing is sampling the TED theme song. Intro theme yeah. song, and it's pretty cool. And so it's just like showing how
we say like some rappers, like they like to take other things and not really contribute themselves. Well, Mark Ronson's about to take something and totally just put it on its head. So, Tom, go ahead, cue it up.
Here we go.
I'm assuming everyone here has watched a TED Talk online at one time or another, right? So what I'm going to do is play this. This is the song from the TED Talks online. And I'm going to slow it down because things sound cooler when they're slower.
I'm going to mix some music.
I'm going to do so in a way that tells a story.
Something nobody's ever heard before.
I have a crossfader.
I call this the mixer.
To DJ Dax.
You turn up the dials, the wheel starts to turn.
I have always loved music.
Melody or a rhythm or a mood or an attitude.
Feeling everything that's good that's going on inside my body.
Break in your brain.
Is this amazing musical computer.
Using computers and synthesizers to create works. It's a language that's still evolving.
And the 21st century.
Turned on the radio.
Pop into the discotheque.
You will know what this person's doing.
Moving to the music.
My favorite part.
You gotta have doorstops, that's important.
We all love music a great deal. Anthems, dance crazes, ballads, and marches.
A remix, it is new music created from old music.
Blend seamlessly.
That's how it goes.
What happens when the music stops? What happens when the music stops? What happens when the music stops? Yay!
Bye.
Most heart attacks begin with subtle symptoms, with discomfort that often is not described as pain. The chest discomfort may come and go. Don't be tempted to downplay your symptoms and brush them off as indigestion or anxiety. If one of these signs happens, don't delay. Numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of the body. Confusion, trouble speaking or understanding. Sudden trouble seeing in one or both eyes. Unexplained trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance or coordination. Sudden severe headache with no known cause. Yeah. Call 911 or other emergency medical services for help. If you don't have access to emergency medical services, have someone drive you to the nearest hospital. Drive yourself only as a last resort if there are absolutely no other options. Heart attack symptoms vary widely. For instance, you may have only minor chest discomfort while someone else has excruciating pain. One thing applies to everyone, though. If you suspect you're having a heart attack, call for emergency medical help immediately.
All right. Keep the music rolling here. Let's move from that Thundercat into a little Snarky Puppy here. This is Gretel, and you just heard Them Changes by Thundercat.
You wanna know just where I'm at? Well, let me tell you about it. I put my city on the map, but let me tell you about it. They try to say I can't come back, hey, let me tell you about it. Man, fuck them niggas, I come back, hey, let me tell you about it. I wanna tell you about it. Heads up, everybody run. Cold outside and he say he got a gun. Niggas like, man, that's what everybody said. Go and pop the trunk and everybody dead. Everybody scared of the nigga, aware that the nigga is better. All my bitches pick of the litter, never bitter. Niggas is fake, they anime. Me, I never hate, can cake like anime. Whoa, eat the cake, bitch, eat the damn cake. Fuck good, nigga, we the man great. Order Domino, then she take off all her clothes. Nigga, you know how it go, made the piece of man wait. The best kept secret, even hoes try to keep it, then I leak the damn tape. Rest in peace, any nigga won't be secret server, couldn't keep the man safe.
I said to the window, to the wall, my nigga ride when I come. Got bitches out of my mind. Fuck nigga blocking my shine. I know the reason you feel no way. I know just who you wanna be. So every day I think the man upstairs. That ain't you and you ain't me. Get off my dick.
Them niggas, I come home and I don't tell nobody. They getting temporary dough and I don't tell nobody. Lord, will you tell me if I change? I won't tell nobody. I wanna go back to Jermaine and I don't tell nobody.
This is the part that the thugs skip.
Young nigga never had love, you know. Foot massage, back rub shit. Blowing bubbles in the bathtub shit. That is until I met you. Together we done watched years go by. Seen the river, your tears go by. Got me thinking about some kids still. I tell them hoes come through to break up. Get to know somebody and you really learn a lot about them. Won't be long before you start to doubt them. Tell yourself you're better off without them. Then in time you will find. Can't walk without them. Can't talk without them. Can't breathe without them. Came here together, you can't leave without them. So you walk back in, make a scene about them. On your Amory, it's just one thing about them. It's called love. Niggas don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more. No more. It's called love. Niggas don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more.
Nigga don't sing about this shit, nigga.
But every nigga in the club singing.
To the window, to the wall. My nigga ride when I come. Got bitches all in my mind. Fuck nigga blocking my shine. I know the reason you feel no way. I know just who you wanna be. So every day I think a man upstairs. That ain't you and you ain't me. Get off my dick.
But every nigga in the club singing.
Singing the song, yeah.
Got all the bitches in the club singing,
singing the song, yeah.
And all the mama lady kids singing,
singing the song, yeah.
The baby mamas and the mistresses,
the song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, yeah.
So that was J. Cole with Get Off My Dick, and we're nearing the end of our show here, so we're going to play our last song for you, a local talent, and this is Tortellini Tom here with
Childish Rambino,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Freeform Tufts Radio. Here we go.
Don't call me, don't text me. Bitch, this is me cutting you off. So don't call me, don't text me. Bitch, don't hit my phone. See me count my little ends. Now you really digging me, but what happened till back then? Oh, you got a man now. Oh, that's cute. He got you popping Zans now. Oh, that's cute. Fuck out of here with your sleepy ass. Fuck out of here with your cranky ass. Fuck out of here with your stinking ass. She wants to dig, but I'ma have to pass like. Bitch, don't hit my phone.
string. Cause bitch, you ain't even worth all six strings. Fuck you.
Never. Unless you tryna bump. Never.